Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fan. Hey, you can find the Mall of America Street Team at any of our station events all summer long. You can ask us about the MOA mystery cards when you see us. Go to KFAN.com, make the keyword events to find out where we'll be this week.
Man, I got to tell you, too, yesterday, Rydon was with us at the St. Paul Saints game. And the people coming up to him, and first of all, they never know for sure that it's him. And then, like, you introduce him, like, hey, this is Ryan Donaldson. Everybody's like, man, congratulations. I mean, you guys kicked their A-word. People are so proud of Ryan and Gerzy for beating your ass.
Man.
I can't tell you. It's like they were the Americans against the Russians.
Donaldson has never lost in that game.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
He's a savant.
And he's built like a brick S house. Have you guys ever noticed that, by the way? He's hard as a rock.
Yeah.
I gave him a hug yesterday. I got kind of a halfie.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. A lot of vitality in that guy.
Tenna nailed it on Friday when the password was flash, and Gardzi says Kenzemius and he says just, and they're like, what? But then he comes back the next time he gets to do it and he nails it. And Tenna's like, nobody five putts like Donaldson and then hits their drive right down the middle. I mean, he just redeemed himself.
Just, you're saying. Okay.
Just is an awful guess.
Yeah, and we lost to them.
Yes.
Would you ever get a new teammate?
Nope, I'm ride or die with Charge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We definitely want to run it back next year.
Charge doing the initials next Friday?
A week from tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, good. Power Trip Bets will be in the plate then. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. When are you guys in DL?
July 15th. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, we are... going to be in Detroit Lakes for the back half of Water Carnival and the initials major. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, the return of AJ Mansoor.
Oh, yeah.
His jacket and his belt from Marnie Gellner.
And you get to go to Zorba's up there.
We'll see. Oh, Marnie has been ice cold since her TI win.
She really has.
Yeah.
You should come, Tommy.
Whoa. Well, I'll go to Detroit Lakes and then,
Hey, it's a good point. And Tomers?
I would go.
Yeah. We broadcast that morning, and then that night, the Fabulous Armadillos open for Hairball.
Up there?
The same spot. Yeah. So it's going to be the greatest time ever. And Zacho and I are going to stay up there and just get slaughtered.
Let me look right now.
I would stay if it was Silverchair.
How dare you?
Why do you keep saying that?
Who is Silverchair?
Oh, Silverchair Wales.
Great band.
That's a great question.
Oh, okay. Good question. Good
question. All right, so let's start the news because I gotta tell you this story. It's just too good.
Can we listen to some Silverchair, Daddy?
You gotta win too, fat boy!
Pizzas?
Oh, is it? I know these guys.
What? Did you just stroke?
I know what song this is.
What?
No, I know what song this is.
Sounds is that like your it. Mating call?
No. Mm-hmm. I've heard this before.
Waiting round. Wait, no, that's a different one.
What?
Oh my God. What is going on? Am I dreaming?
I don't know.
Are we high?
Man. One of us is.
Lucky.
Okay, so you're doing the very first one. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to hit the news sounder, and you got to be ready. This is something you're not used to, so be cool.
Yeah. Be good at it.
This is KFAN News with Chris
and Corey Cole,
presented by the St. Paul Saints.
Yeah, thanks, St. Paul Saints. That was fun
thank
yesterday.
Thank you. Great day yesterday.
Super fun.
All right, so a handful of online sources are saying this is the case. I haven't done any secondary research. Let's just go with it, though, because I don't know, the New York Times, New York Post, a handful of places have talked about this. Are you guys familiar with Naomi Osaka?
Yeah.
Yes.
She is a tennis player.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, okay, then yes. Yes.
She has Japanese heritage. That factors in a second. I wasn't just randomly saying that.
Okay, all right.
She has a new media company that is backed by LeBron James, but she wanted to tap into her Japanese heritage when naming her new media company, right? Good her.
Oh, no.
She named it, I'm going to go with Hanakuma. H-A-N-A, Hana, maybe, right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that flower bear?
Flower bear. Wow. Exactly. It means flower bear in Japanese.
How did you know that, Max?
I know Japanese.
Oh, that's exactly correct.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So that was the intention. Now, this is the part that's going viral, and I haven't looked up whether or not this is true, but this is why it's going viral. So, hey, this is what it's called. It means flower bear in Japanese, and everybody's like, good for you. Pat on the back. Good luck with that. The new media company has come under fire on Twitter, though, after some African tweeters noted that in Swahili, Hanakuma translates to woman without a vagina.
Oh. Yeah. How are you a woman?
Yeah. I'm not a woman. Small problem in Swahili, I guess.
Yeah, why would you need a word for that?
Yeah, that, yeah.
Is that something that has happened?
Yeah, is that normal?
That's not a great name for a media company.
Yeah, especially it's for not, the face of it.
It's not great.
Oh. How are you a woman?
That's what... Yeah.
Are you listening to the dude's story?
It's profound, really.
You have it, like, removed?
Zekko.
Can you do that?
Zekko.
Whatever your follow-up questions are, yeah, they're going to terrify correct. Me.
Here's what you do. Turn your mic off and just say them in that studio to yourself.
But think how quickly Max just goes, isn't that Flower Bear?
Yeah, he's
apparently
great,
people that speak Swahili are like, what?
Yeah right.
You named it what?
Love it.
How many years of Japanese did you take, Max?
I took 3, and then I had always kind of studied it growing up because I love Japanese culture and stuff that. But I took it for 3 years in high school, and then when I was over there, it kind of just all came back to me, and
Max,
I was able to at least talk.
That's
to
pretty
people.
Cool,
Max. You took 3 years.
Here it comes.
Good. Here we go.
Sauce took 4 years.
Pile drive sauce into the ground.
Sauce took 4 years of Mandarin sauce.
Ni hao.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good. It's a good start.
Yeah. Corey, we took 4 years of sign language.
I took 2.
Oh, yeah, you only took 2?
Yeah. Same. You took 4?
Yeah, 4.
Oh my God.
Do you remember very much?
Yeah.
The alphabet. Yeah, the alphabet.
I can do my name.
All of the rest of it.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's not really cool. It's actually part of the problem with college, right? Is think of how much money 2 years of sign language costs.
Right. There's a reason Tommy took it.
Yeah, and it's the reason why it was hard for me to get into
hot
that class.
Yeah, I'm sure Ben took something similar.
Well, I took communications, so I needed a language. And
that is the correct answer.
The easiest language is not even close.
That is the correct answer, which is also why it was hard for the rest of us to get in, because athletes get to sign up for classes first.
Oh, really?
So instead of having 30 seats available, when I quickly panicked to try to get an American Sign Language, there's about 5 seats left. Most of my class was the girls' volleyball team, about half the hockey team. Like, Paul Martin was in my class.
He's a great
couple
dude.
Of basketball players. Yeah, it was, I bet, 80-ish% athletes, and then the rest of us going. Yeah. And so many times the teams would miss 2-3 classes and then walk back in and be unbelievably behind.
Yeah.
And then try to make
it up. But then they would pass every test.
Somehow, some way,
but it's
quick learners.
But if you're taking print journalism,
which
is what I was,
how
do you print American Sign Language?
Right, I don't know. You're the one who signed up,
but that's the whole point. I mean, that's colleges just milk you for every cent.
You are correct, sir.
Well, gotta blow up the system and start over.
As the great Indigo Girls like to say, get that paper and you are free. Doesn't matter what the paper is about, just get the damn
paper. As my grandma always said, if they're flawless, you can go brawless.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My grandpa said the same thing.
Yeah, I think they dated.
God, he would have loved it.
Oh.
Why does that make my grandpa's a sweet man?
I mean, it's just weird for both of us, let's be honest. Daddy.
Not weird for me at all.
Well, it's because you're into old people banging.
I am an old person, buddy.
So going back to Swahili, I hope that's not an issue that they actually have to deal with a lot there.
Yeah.
But how would one remove that body part?
I don't know.
Speckle.
Well, that's what I was saying.
God.
You filled in.
Hockey.
That is hideous.
But that's what I pictured in my head.
That's all I can think
of. You fill
it
like it's a drywall crack?
Yeah, for sure.
Put a little tape and mud,
which is, I gotta
sand it
believe,
down.
Unconvenient.
That's, you guys talked about it earlier.
Unconvenient.
This week. What is it?
It is unconvenient.
Yeah, it is.
Like, yeah.
What'd you say there, Thomas?
I said you guys said the word earlier this week, but I think it'd be very inappropriate now.
Then don't.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
What? It, well,
I want you. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're saying.
It has an L in it, but it sounds like a male potty or body part.
Duh.
It's a blank gun.
L-A-
I can't say it or else I might
spell it. Can you spell it? Caulk?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Caulk with the L.
Yeah, but just what we were talking about, I just felt like if we filled it with that, I just felt like I was going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, if you said it correctly, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but I can't.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can't really enunciate the Caulk.
Yeah, if you did a Caulk gun on it, then you'd probably be good.
It makes the most sense.
It does.
Then
speak Swahili to verify this for us.
Well, if it's on the internet, it's true.
Rosie does, right? But I mean, multiple news sources have gone with it.
Yeah.
That this is how it is in Swahili. So somebody looked it up.
Great.
We must go to break and we must finish the news when we come back. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got a hell of a news story. A hell of a news story. A hell of a news story when we come back.
All right. Then 20 minutes from now, Rosie joins. We'll talk about the Kevin Fiala trade, the Twins' blown game against Cleveland, and so much more. This is the Power Trip Morning Show with Ben Lieber.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Network.
Yeah, good morning. It is 7:13. And it is June 30th, 30 days to September, April day. So it's the last day of June, man.
How about that, Augs? You know what's on its way.
Football season, Christmas.
Preseason football.
Halloween, Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute. Speaking of the 4th of July, which is Monday, which is when the power trip in the United States of America celebrates our independence from the rest of the world.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Tommy, how was the 4th before the 4th?
Oh, great question. I'm sorry I didn't ask
this. Oh, yes, yeah. I forgot about the 4th before the 4th.
Always slaps. So went up to Turtle Lake.
Oh, yeah, how was that? Incredible?
All time, A+. Best ever.
Did you smash them, if you know what I mean?
Oh.
Did you walk out with some cashola?
You know, no. No, lost some dough there.
That's okay. I'll go get it for you later.
The cabin's about probably 5 minutes away from there. It was just the best. You show up, and then his mom does an unbelievable job of decorating for the 4th up there.
Aww. The 4th before the 4th.
4th before the 4th. But it's so decked out in American stuff that you're just amped.
Yeah,
that just need to crush like a Budweiser right away, and you're just right in the mood.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Hop on the pontoon, and he has one of those lily pads, so we just sat out there night. Got completely hammered.
Blank, yeah.
Woke up the next morning, still drunk.
Yeah, okay.
Just leaned right into it.
Of course you have to.
You got to get back to neutral. Yeah. So you crack the beer, and then had a bloody... And then you catch the buzz and you ride it all day.
Get a bloody what? BH?
Oh, my God.
No, you guys, we were just on the lake for 2 days straight. Just drunk. Perfect drunk. Dancing to Oh What a Night.
Oh, yeah.
Best song ever.
Yeah.
Just danced the whole day. And ate way too much. That is not helping the wedding bottle that I ate. Heggie's have they had really good type of pizza up there, but man, it was
Heggie's pizza can be the best.
Yep.
It's so good sometimes, right?
But it was perfect. Everything about it had Dots pretzels. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, the best.
Oh my heavens. There was just every type of snack you could think of was there.
Hey, Toms.
Yeah.
I know that you talked about an emotional scar this morning and you really opened up a vein.
Uh-oh, Benny, what?
But I want you to know that if I could be reincarnated, I would want to come back as you.
Wow, man, that's probably the nicest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You live your best freaking life.
You really do, buddy. I love you.
You really do.
You make me happy.
Yeah,
you make me happy. It makes me happy to hear all the things that you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I don't know. I just Try to be happy.
That's a good thing, man. We play that song.
That means a lot, actually. That means a ton. Yeah, I don't know. Life's too short. Might as well just go have fun.
Ain't that the truth, brother?
Life's too short. Eat dots, right?
Ain't that the truth,
right? The candy or the pretzels, because the candy's elite.
Or the grandma.
Oh, candy's all time.
Oh, God. That was my great grandma's name.
Of course it was. You think I didn't know that?
Probably a whore.
Whoa! Jesus!
Wow! Jeez!
I mean, what an assumption!
Yeah,
right.
I mean, and maybe not wrong.
Maybe not wrong. Maybe not.
Wow! I got aggressive. I wasn't ready for that.
The hell of an assumption!
Man, I like you.
I like you.
I never met her. I don't think. Although she did show up one time to a Thanksgiving before I was around with four flat tires because she was too hammered to notice.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, she sounds like you.
Me?
What are we doing?
Ben, thanks for the compliment, man. That made me feel good.
Yeah, thanks for ripping my great grandma while you're at it.
Dad would understand.
He certainly would. Well, he takes
Dad's
after
a
her.
Bit more protective of her family than I am, but he'd laugh.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, did we hit the new sounder? I think we did. Thank you.
Yeah, last second. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone else you want to call a whore?
Thank you. Yeah.
I love how easily that just came out of your mouth. Probably a whore.
Yeah, right? He did say that. He did say it. I heard him.
All the hesitation on Kulk. Yeah, just right. Instantly. Yeah. Just, yeah. Nope, she's
just ripping whore bombs. There's your podcast title.
What?
She's a whore.
Dateline Dayton, Ohio. Been there. Loved it.
Yeah. Great city.
An Ohio man barely escaped death.
Oh, no.
He heard a mysterious whistling noise coming from his genitals.
Hello.
He described a...
Damn it, Jiminy Cricket.
...hissing sound emanating from his scrotum.
Oh, God.
Don't say it.
He was rushed to the emergency room. Doctors found he had excessive amounts of air in his body, which caused his lungs to collapse.
Excuse me?
There was an old open wound in the side of his scrotum.
Oh!
And it was the cause of the whistling noise. After 3 days in the hospital, his lungs had recovered. He was released in good condition. His condition is known as whistling scrotum.
What?
Didn't you play that course, Doss? that,
that's good, Zecco.
That's good funny. That's funny. Isn't that the open of the Scorpions song?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Whistling scrotum.
Why?
What would that be in Swahili?
It collects air?
Good point. I don't know. There was a hole in there, and I guess it got in.
Yeah, Serena Williams has started a new media company. It's called Whistling Scrotum in Swahili.
Got in through his scrot and went up into his lungs.
Scrot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, here comes John again.
Yep. Well, damn it, John, cross your legs.
We're trying to have a meeting.
Yeah. Calm your scrot.
Could you tell your scrot to relax a little?
Yeah.
So, okay, let me help me understand this. Yeah. So he had a collapsed lung.
Yep. Because?
Because of his bagpipe scrotum.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I don't get
how that's even connected.
This has to be a first.
How does that happen? Yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
It's like if you get a gash in your like leg, it doesn't
happen.
No, you're right. But I guess there's a direct line from your scrot to your lungs, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. How would I know? I don't know.
Is that why you breathe hard when you're having sweat?
I think it's...
Man, you make it that far?
I mean, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one that's over the top.
It's not a bad
collapse because you have a gash in your crank. That makes no sense.
No.
Zero sense.
You say in or on.
It's not a bad theory.
So really, Sauce's great-grandmother was just trying to blow up somebody's lungs.
See, that's funny. I didn't think of that.
That is good.
Man.
I can't breathe.
I'll help.
Why did she sound like
I know
a pirate?
CPR. She smoked 3 packs a day.
Oh,
and Zach's pissed about the tax.
Yeah, he is. Well, it wasn't that expensive back in the...
Relatively speaking, it was.
She's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
She smokes 3 packs a day.
She probably did. I bet my grandfather did.
A Pennsylvania woman has been convicted of bearing her breast in public and sentenced to a year in prison. Man, those things.
Yeah.
They must have been.
They should have been.
A year?
Yeah, Elizabeth Berrios.
Perfect boobs.
Bumper to bumper with Berrios.
Brilliant.
was convicted of open lewdness earlier this month for an incident outside the Lancaster County prison last year. Authorities say the jury deliberated for just 8 minutes before they rendered a conviction. Again, I don't know. She must have had other things that went down. I don't know why getting your yugs out gets you a year in prison.
A year?
Yeah,
I thought
that was like the new thing that girls can go just topless too all the time.
Sure, but I don't know. Maybe these were not fit for public consumption.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
She might have been on lewds.
Maybe so.
I love it!
I know you do, sir.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rosie came in earlier.
Oh, yeah. Rosie, wow. Your thoughts?
He loves it. That's okay, buddy. And finally, somebody won the Powerball.
Powerball says a winning ticket for Wednesday night's $366.7 million jackpot was sold in the Green Mountain State. The jackpot had been growing since April the 28th when the last jackpot winning ticket was sold in Gilbert, Arizona. A $1 million winning ticket was also sold in Illinois. Another big jackpot could be won this week, as the Mega Millions jackpot is currently $360 million for Friday's drawing. I'm Mark Mayfield.
By the way, the Green Mountain State is Vermont.
Vermont.
Yes, that's right. That's
if I got any numbers right.
Yep, that's where those were. Oh, you know what? I said that was the last one. I'm going to play one more for you because I think it's weird how this guy says the word Tesla. Tesla.
Damn it. I got zero numbers right.
Oh, poor thing.
Man.
Tesla.
Tesla has laid off roughly 200 employees after shutting down a California branch office. The employees were part of Tesla's autopilot team, and most were hourly workers, despite Musk's recent promise to boost hourly jobs. The layoffs were the latest in a line of job cuts after the company announced it would be reducing its staff by about 10%. Tesla has struggled with supply chain issues recently due to the pandemic and the war in Ukraine.
You think Chevrolet's going to do the same thing?
Do you think BMW is going to do the same thing?
You don't get it.
Nope, that's not quite right.
Man,
Try it again.
Do you think Ford is going to do the same thing?
You don't get it.
Yeah, it's okay. Keep going.
How about, do you think Mercedes-Benz is going to do the same thing?
I mean, that's the closest thing.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Still not quite right.
You should have said, like, Mercedes-Benz.
If exactly. I said Tesla, you guys would destroy me. Yeah, it doesn't have a Z in it.
Tesla rocks, by the way.
Oh, Corey, your thoughts.
God, this is a great band.
Man, these guys suck.
Man, you know what, by the way? Oh, buddy.
Dom, laughed at you earlier.
He was laughing at me.
I still think the hardest I've laughed all day is when Hawk goes, Ben, you want to go see Buck Cherry with me? Nope.
That's a hard nope.
Oh, I'm sorry, nope. Hogs.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind because it's okay. But I would like to.
Hey, you like what you like, right?
You like what you like.
And Tesla is one of the headliners at Key West Hairball Concert 2.
Hell yeah. Right? Did you buy tickets?
I haven't yet, but I'm gonna.
Same thing, buy the best seats you can?
Absolutely. Hell yeah. That's right, because Sarah Jane ruined my vacation last time. So I'm going to get it back out of me. You got to get it back out of me.
Yeah.
That's right. And Tesla is playing. I can't wait.
All right, Tio, you got to roll?
Yeah, I got to roll. Love you guys. Happy 4th.
Tio.
Happy 4th. Best time of the year.
Thomas,
everyone enjoy it.
We love you.
I love you guys so much.
Love you. My grandma hates you, but
yeah.
Have a great day.
You're a dirty whore.
Love you guys. Mark Rosen joins next on The Fan.
The Fan.
The joy that is Tommy Olsen.
Yeah. Just he's got a lot of energy.
I just love
he's
him.
Human
he's
cocaine.
The best. Dude.
I just love him, man. Boy, does he tell some stories. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Nice wake up call. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Rose.
Rosie, let me ask you a question.
I was going to ask you a question.
Your son, DJ67.
Yes, sir.
Let's say DJ67 spent 24 hours with you, and in those 24 mm-hmm. hours,
mm-hmm.
in the morning, he admitted to you, Dad, why do we celebrate Independence Day? Is that because it's our independence from the rest of the world?
Yeah.
And then later that day,
right.
he threw the worst first pitch you've ever seen. What would embarrass you more as a father?
Declaration of Independence. Hmm. Although I thought Meat Sauce had thrown the worst pitch I'd seen all day, and then I watched Emilio Pagan last night.
Well done.
I thought Meat Sauce looked like Nolan Ryan next to Emilio Pagan.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Was that bad, Rose?
You really didn't try to do that?
100%
That was not
on. Everyone back here, when they saw the video, thought, oh, he's just being Meat Sauce. He's
throwing the ball into the dirt like a two-year-old.
Right. I heard Common on you and Common discussing it. I heard Common say, no, Sauce understands the entertainment angle.
He which did I
it.
Made sense.
He did it for the bid.
Yeah.
And I said, Benjamin. That's the brilliance of Sauce. Yeah, it was so bad.
Oh, my God.
It almost has to be a bit. But yeah. It wasn't.
Well, that's
that was not amazing. On purpose.
No. Well, anyway. No, I'd be more embarrassed about the decoration. Than
Okay. Probably.
But just, I'll let pitch be a close second because, really, we used to, didn't you watch Field of Dreams? I mean, you want to have a catch, Dad? I mean, you could throw the ball to your dad across, you know, the yard. And
when was the last time you had a catch with Lawyer Lambert?
Me?
I'm talking about.
Don't ask hockey that.
Kind of Sauce.
Don't ask hockey.
When was the last time you and your dad threw a baseball back and forth?
Oh, God, 20 years, I bet.
Yeah.
I used to be decent at baseball. I did. I don't know what happened. My arm's gone.
Well,
better at baseball or left tackle?
I was terrible at left tackle. So
usually you airmail, when you see those pitches, you know, and that can be a little nerve-wracking. The people airmail them. They can't find the catcher. They throw the ball way over the catcher's head.
Well, that's what Sauce was saying, right?
They told you to
aim high.
Yeah, aim high.
Aim as high as right. possible. Yeah.
Everybody always says that.
Ben, you saw the first pitch. Your reaction as well.
Oh, I gut laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the little, you know, TikTok thing or whatever you guys put out on the fan. And I knew, I mean, obviously I knew it was going to be something. But then when I saw it, I was like, I just laughed out loud.
That's possible not to.
Every time AJ zoomed in on that TikTok and you got a closer and closer view of the throw, did you laugh harder?
I just laughed the whole time.
Let me ask you a question. Did you guys get the practice?
Absolutely not.
No. Just got out there and threw a ball.
Just got out there
it's not difficult to do. Just throw a baseball.
It's just
throw
something baseball. That anybody can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, he made it look like he didn't know how hands work. Let alone how you throw.
It wasn't good.
Like, what do I
you
do
know, I give
this?
You credit for, you know, humiliating yourself the way sure. you do. And the swimming bit, that was, you know, that was impressive.
That was horrid.
But you guys, I mean, this is the beauty of this, of you. You know, here you are. You're facing the music.
The pitch was hideous, but who are we talking about?
Me.
Oh. God.
That's all that matters.
Oh, it's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan. There's a plan. It's part of the plan.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It was,
that's what Chris Hockey always says.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan.
So I didn't pay attention to anybody else. Hawk or Corey, who had the better throw between you two?
It was fine. I don't
Corey
know.
Corey probably did. Corey's yeah, was the best. Mine yeah. Dropped right in front of the catcher.
Okay, that's fine.
So, but I was a little distracted by what happened to my left.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Luckily, mine had already left my hand. Otherwise, I may have also
convulsed
and been distracted by what was happening to my right.
I was afraid that Sauce saw a snake and was trying to kill it.
Yeah. Or, yeah. I don't know. It was hideous.
Well,
I'm not proud of it.
You're here, and people are talking about it.
What did you think about, did you see the video of, like, Barb and Abby gut laughing?
Yeah, that was great.
There's some, and then Emily, too, in the other room. So, three female employees here, Sauce, watching your first pitch video and gut laughing.
Yeah, it wasn't good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad that.
The only time Barb's laughed the last 3 months.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, wow.
She needed it. Wow. You're serving a purpose. You know?
Wow. Oh, she hates me.
Yeah. Can you blame her?
No, I can't blame her. But she yells at me all the time.
Yeah.
Hockey deserve it, though.
I do.
Hockey
I kind of you deserve it. I kind of do. I did
think that your guys' little underwear race was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
I saw that
was a pretty, yeah. I watched that video. That's a video I showed to the fam.
We did win. Yeah. First place in the old swaddle waddle.
Who are you racing against?
Like, three random dudes, I think, and then three interns from the Minnesota Twins.
Yes, that's right.
A couple of gals and a guy, and we just absolutely smoked him based on the fact that we took the inside track. That was just smart. It was just like, let's just
horse race.
Why are we going to run longer?
Corey's
farther?
Game theory.
Yeah, we go inside track.
That's what we did.
It
was a fun day, man. I love it. Good. We had a great day.
It was super fun, man.
A great day for a baseball game. And my first day game at the Saints.
It was
Rosie, I am about 20 times more likely to go to a baseball game than to watch one.
I was wondering when I think they had a shot of you in the stands. Like, how's Corey? Is Corey enjoying this? Not that you're paying attention to the game.
That's the whole point.
You don't have to.
I do not like baseball.
I know you don't.
I play off baseball maybe, but I don't care for baseball, but I love going to Twins games and I love going to Saints games.
You like going to the game for like the experience.
Because it's not even necessarily about the game. Yeah. Right? If the game gets interesting, especially if it's the Twins, sure.
Oh, my.
Otherwise, you go there and you have pretzels and you...
Yeah. It's an experience.
Sit out in the sun and call it a day.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
You guys had an awesome day.
Yeah. We had a great day. Yeah.
Great group.
And it's a great park.
I got to hang out with my besties.
It's a great park. Freaking baseball field is awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
All those years they played at Midway Stadium, and you know that place had been there forever. The Vikings used to practice at Midway Stadium because they had nowhere else to go, and that was one of their places that they could actually work out. So that place had been there for a long time. The Saints had, I think it was back in 94 when they had Jack Morris pitch for him briefly. Daryl Strawberry was a hitter for him. You know, Mike Vec was in his really in his wheelhouse, and the fans were attracted to the, you know, the tailgating, everything. It was a really fun place to go. And they've continued that tradition.
Yeah.
With a lot of different things. Just now they got a great, as you say, a really sweet ballpark.
It's then. Sweet.
In good old Lower Town. Yeah. Thanks, and yes, Derek. I do go to St. Paul.
Yeah, Derek's the GOAT.
Yeah, thanks, yep. Derek. You're good.
Hockey yep. bought me this sweet hat yesterday.
Actually, I saw that.
Derek
had yeah. bought
that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he handed it to you? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hockey would have bought it.
I would.
Of course you would have.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, they had to slow Hockey down on all the things he was going to buy.
And the drinks.
Yeah.
It was fun. Good day.
There you go.
Thank you, listeners. It was fun.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip, brought to you by the St. Paul Saints.
Thank you. The Minnesota Twins and the Guardians were tied 3-3 going into the top of the 10th, and the Twins scored three runs to take a 6-3 lead and win the game.
Right.
That's not how it went. Pagan came in, and he was horrible. He pitched worse than I did yesterday, copyright Mark Rosen. He went a third of an inning, one hit, three runs, one walk, and struck out zero. Then Cotton came in and gave up a two-run home run to lose the game, 7-6 in 10 innings. Arise was 0-5, and this, Rosie, is from Aaron Gleeman from after the game. In the Minnesota Twins' last four losses to Cleveland, they had win probabilities as high as 92, 98, 82, and 95. If they'd won all four, they'd be up 10 games on the AL Central. Instead, they lead by only two. Same two teams today at 12-10. Chris Archer versus Shane Bieber.
Pagan's given up nine runs in five games against Cleveland. That's just hideous. And I don't know how you keep trotting him out there. They went through this with Tyler Duffy. Now you got Pagan. Interesting quotes from Rocco after the game. I mean, Pagan is going, it's probably the best stuff I've had maybe in my career, maybe in my life. It's frustrating. It's only, okay. Here's my favorite line. Baldelli agreed that outside of game situations, Pagan's pitches look great, but the execution's lacking. That's like
meat
saying...
sauce.
Hitting great drives on the practice tee, but as Arnold Palmer once said, it's that walk from the practice tee to the first tee that something happens to you. Great, Ben, right? As a football player, you look great in practice.
Yeah, look.
We're talking about practice. Yeah, he was great. His execution's great.
It's over.
Outside of game situation. So that of all the frustrating losses, last night's was. I mean, they had that goofy rule. They put a runner on second base. The Twins came back from a 3-0 deficit. They take the lead. Just put them away. Put them away. You can't blow leads like that. And now they find themselves in a precarious situation where, again, they're in a two-game lead, but it should be at least eight, I mean, right now. Cleveland's been pulling out these games because the Twins just cannot finish in the bullpen. And that Pagan was involved in that Taylor Rogers trade. And Taylor, I believe, is second in the National League. He's had a rough go of late, but I think he's second in the National League in saves. So, again, the Twins have to look in the mirror. This isn't on Rocco. I mean, I don't know what you do. Who else you trot out there? I guess you could have put Duran out there a little longer. But at this point, I probably would have, because how can you trust him? You can't put Pagan out there against Cleveland in particular. It's kryptonite.
Well, put somebody out there that actually exudes some sort of confidence.
Well,
you look at Pagan on the mound, and he looks like he's tense.
He is. You're right, Ben. I don't understand.
You know, it's like he doesn't.
Caleb Thielbar. I don't. Anybody who they don't have many options. But it does put pressure. I mean, I think maybe Baldelli's going, sending a message to Faldi, going, "Hey, you got to get me some help here. I can run these guys out left and right. I'm running out of arms. Another pitching coach is leaving after today. You know, I got to get some help. And you got to make a trade. You got to make a move. We're in a position to win this division. Win it, and I don't mean just win it. Win it going away. Cleveland is okay. The Twins have a better baseball team. The White Sox are still struggling, but this is just an
embarrassment. And we have the bats. That's the thing that's frustrating. It's like we had nothing the whole game until the game was concluding in the eighth and ninth inning. We go out there, and all of a sudden the bats come alive. Great.
And Buxton and Correa didn't start. Again, it was like that dual thing where neither of them started. Both contributed in late innings, which is, again, going, why isn't one of them playing? Why isn't Correa playing? Why can't he start at shortstop? I don't get that.
Rosie.
He's a young guy. He's 28 years old. I think he can play.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's not hurt.
It's sort of like watching the Vikings defense this last year. The offense can score some points, But the secondary and the pass defense was so god-awful in the moments that you needed them to be good.
Correct.
At the end of the first half and into the second half. It's like it's akin to the pitching staff that has to come in late and save the game.
Right.
All you got to do is just preserve the win. It should be pretty easy.
Especially last night. It was tailor-made at that point. Even some of the games they've blown in the past. It's over. I mean, Cleveland's done. They're not a home run hitting team even. And they kind of, you know.
Not at all.
No, not at all. Anyway, you can just sit there and smile. It's just people are really mad.
Although five losses to Cleveland this year have been by one run.
Yeah, and late innings. So,
fun.
But play again today. That's the good news. Baseball, you get to go back at noon today.
I hate it.
And then come back home against Baltimore this weekend. Okay.
Why?
I don't know, Jerry. The Wild traded Kevin Fiala to the L.A. Kings for Gopher defenseman Brock Faber and the 19th overall pick. Brock is a captain for the Gophers. Fiala is 25. Wow. He had 85 points for the Wild last year, but he had 0 goals in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was a game. You could see this coming. They don't have the money. They didn't have the money to keep Fiala. And it's Bill Guerin was, because of going back to the Suter-Parisi thing, and they just don't have the cap space. So he made the move before they got involved in the negotiations. I was speculating with Common yesterday, how does this work? Is this like a Brad Pitt Moneyball thing where Guerin's picking up the phone and talking to Vancouver and talking to the Kings and talking to this other team? What else you got me? And he put an end to that right away, going, I'm not going to get through that negotiating game. He made the move before all that started this weekend. So probably got the best possible deal. I think, you know, Louis Lanny's the guy you listen to in this town, and he loves Faber. He's watched him a lot. I'm not sure he's going to be playing with the Wild this year, maybe going back to the Gophers for one more year, but a lot of talent, and they got to hope they strike gold in the draft.
Here's Bill Guerin. I'm a Barrero last night.
Okay.
No, but they were the most, not sincere, but you know, they made it clear that they wanted to trade for Kevin, and you know, they had pieces that we felt were fair and in line with what, you know, other players like Kevin have gone for. So we you know, the favor part was huge. You know, we felt we'd get a first round pick, but getting Brock Faber was a really, really big part of it.
There you go. And we'll see how he develops. He'll get a chance to, you know, at least see what he can do early in training camp. But I mean, depends on who you talk to. Louis loves him. Whether or not he can make that quantum leap from the Gophers to right away to the Wild remains to be seen. But they need help with defense. They need more than they help at center position. But they can only do so much. I mean, the Wild are stuck. They are. This whole deal has got long range effects. The Suter-Parisi thing and buying him out, and they got another year to go, I think, of having to swallow all that cap space, and then they can hopefully become more competitive as time goes on.
Thank you, Rosie.
That's all I got.
The Spurs traded DeJounte Murray to Atlanta for Gallinari. 3 first-round picks and a draft swap. The last 2 picks are unprotected draft picks.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
That's a huge trade.
It sure is.
76ers star James Harden declined his $47.3 million option.
Boy.
He will become a free agent. Everybody expects that he will re-sign with the 76ers. But he's giving them an opportunity to get a little money.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Russell Westbrook and James Harden, 2 players past the prime, their prime, and they're still entertaining to watch. But you know, Westbrook is just melting down. He still has those games in him, no doubt. But neither play defense, and I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like done with those guys. They're fun to watch. I wouldn't want him on my team.
Bradley Beal also declined his $36.4 million option with the Wizards.
So it's Kyrie Irving, James Harden, the same conversations every single offseason about what's happening with these guys.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
That's about all I got.
All right.
Who is this derelict and why is he still here?
My name's Paul.
Presented by
Redco.
Redco. Thank you.
Anybody got Vikings?
Training camp starts next month.
That's right, next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's right around the corner, that's Rosie. Right.
Mm-hmm. I know, coming at the end of July. I think they're opening up on a Saturday.
Yeah, and then the night scrimmage is the Monday after, a week after they start.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
which will be great. Yeah.
Good.
And that's it.
That's it.
Wait, you're talking about the Vikings training camp stuff?
Yeah.
See, how do you guys feel about the Monday night thing versus the Saturday night thing?
The Saturday night thing's way more fun. Your thoughts?
I kind of like the Monday night thing.
And why?
Well, I just think that I always hated giving up a Saturday night. Like, we have so few great weekends in Minnesota that I'm like, I don't know, like, do I have to go watch this practice on a Saturday night? Yeah. Like, I'd kind of rather do something else on a Saturday night. At least on a Monday night, it's like, okay, I'm not sacrificing much, you know, and I'll go out and watch. Now, I get it. It makes it harder for the people outside the metro if you've got a long drive to come watch, you know, the training camp practice. I mean, they're going to fill the seats, so I don't think they're worried about that. But I do feel bad from the people that are coming from a longer distance that if they wanted to go to the night practice, which is a lot of fun. I mean, it is the most, probably the most entertaining practice that they do the whole training camp, maybe outside of the joint practices. Mm-hmm. But there's just a little bit more fanfare, and it's just kind of fun to do stuff under the lights and all that stuff. But I don't know. I just kind of like the fact that you don't have to sacrifice a weekend.
Those passing scrimmages always did so well in Mankato.
Point, yeah.
Packed it all the time at Blakesley.
Yeah.
On those Saturday nights. But I get your point. And the 49ers are coming up here. Did you mention that? The 49ers are going to be
here. Yeah, the 49ers.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. What, 16th and 17th or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's under center for them.
Yeah, exactly. Who is going to be under center, Ben?
I still think Garoppolo's going to be the guy.
He's under contract for it.
He's under contract. Yeah. And there's
who else do they have?
Wow.
I don't know.
Old Trey Lance.
Trey Lance from the draft, you know, the Minnesota guy for Marshall.
How could Trey Lance not be the guy? I thought Trey Lance was absolutely going to be the guy this year. Maybe not.
Well, all the rumors at the combine were they said they were not happy with his progress.
Interesting. Okay.
So they did not think that they could roll him out with the team that they have. They have a playoff caliber team that he'd be the guy. What I was told that they felt like there was going to be a regression if they had Trey Lance in there. And if anything else, Garoppolo gives them at least some status quo where they're like, all right, we're good enough to go and beat the Packers in the playoffs.
Right.
Oh, yeah, anybody is.
Oh. Wow.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
They didn't score a touchdown with that offense. I was at that game.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah. I was scolded for cheering for the
football. I know, but the Packers obviously didn't do much better. And the weather.
No, that's what I meant. They didn't score an offensive touchdown.
The Packers did. Well, It was a close game that both teams could not showcase exactly who they were because it's so damn cold.
The block punt. Yeah, it was pretty cold, man. You were there too.
Yeah, the block punt.
Yeah.
K-State guy did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Willis. Yes. Anyway.
What was he talking about?
Brilliant.
I was supposed to ask you guys if you noticed during the game yesterday, the AAA, do they have the pitch clock? Did you notice any of that?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
I noticed they had pretzels.
They have a pitch clock at the Twins game.
Well, they pay attention to it in AAA. I don't think they pay attention.
Oh, sorry, Commissioner.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Right. I didn't notice it.
Right. I didn't either, but I did see that Cave was there.
Yeah, Jake Cave.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yep.
No. They have any relief pitchers there?
Wow, Rosie.
I'm sorry.
No, he's right.
Irritating.
He's right. It's irritating.
Irritating. Come on.
Exactly right.
They had a right-handed guy out of Minnetonka throwing pitches yesterday that looked pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, I saw him on tape.
Yeah, he was put down.
Fan 5 is next. Headlines later. This is the Power Trip Morning Show.